We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing. Action still unfolding. You need to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so many storylines across both pro and collegiate sports, it's the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. Celebrating the showdown in Happy Valley, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State. Bet a dollar on them and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He's Andy Shea. He's Bob Flounders. We are going to get you ready for the Ohio State game, but first, Andy, you didn't even have to remind me. The winner of our Ask Ross segment with the best question was Stephen from Ashburn. Stephen, I'll be getting in touch with you to get you out your Labatt Blue shirt. They look fantastic. I will get that out to you very soon. All right, guys. It is time to finally turn the page. We're done with Indiana. We are going to look forward to Penn State, Ohio State. And Andy, let's start with you. How does this team recover? How do they get off the deck, get up, dust themselves off, and go into this game confidently?
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I don't know if you want to turn this page, but you're going to turn this page and you're going to play Ohio State. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm very, 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 very concerned about what Justin Fields does to a football game, right? Just how that young man manages and a football game, how he completes such a high percentage of his passes, makes it so easy for that offense with his ease and running and understanding what's going on and when to tuck and when to run. He just makes it look so relatively easy for Penn State, or for Ohio State, excuse me. And I think Penn State's defense played a pretty darn good football game last week. But this guy worries me. And you know, it's just a weird underlying concern is with COVID football and the games at Beaver Stadium, Penn State's used to playing and they're very good at home with, you know, 105,000 fans in there. For Ohio State, it would be packed and crazy. And that's another little small hurdle that Penn State kind of has to work itself through. But I'm just worried about very, very much, if you're a Penn State fan, about what Justin Fields does to a football game with the way he runs that offense. He almost makes it impossible for you to hold him down.
Bob, you know, Andy says almost impossible, but yeah. I know you wrote an article this week about the keys for Penn State if they were to win. Maybe you could share a couple of those with us.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing with the way that Penn State's, you know, personnel is now because of some losses and some opt-outs, you know, I think there was a point where maybe you could make a case for Penn State to win the game because of reason A or reason A and B. But for Penn State to win this game, I think they have to do five things have to change from their performance, you know, against Indiana. Andy mentioned Justin Fields. Justin Fields absolutely, and he was not a perfect player last year against Penn State. He made some mistakes. He turned the ball over. But he also just killed them with his legs on third down, on fourth down. They would get Ohio State in long yardage situations, and he would run quarterback draws or he'd improvise, and the linebackers just couldn't keep up. Well, this linebacker group doesn't have Micah. They don't have any experience, so that has to be a concern. Andy mentioned the whiteout and the crowd and how that impacts a game, and Ohio State doesn't have to worry about that. I would just say a couple of things. You look at the red zone play by Penn State last week. They came up empty, I think, on half of their possessions, whether it was missed field goals or the Levis fumble in the red zone. When they get down there, it can't be about even field goal attempts. They have to find a way to score touchdowns. They're going to have to tackle really, really well in space, without question. And they're going to have to be really good just on third down conversions. There are a couple third and shorts and a fourth and short against Indiana that they couldn't convert. Third and one, fourth and one, whatever it was, and they got stuffed. As good as the offensive line played at times, maybe it was because of the runner they had in the game, they were unable to convert those things. They have to shorten this game. They have to keep Fields in the offense off the field as much as possible. It is a tall task, guys, to clean up all of the mess that Penn State had in the first week of the season. I mentioned special teams. That's another big issue, but it just seems like there's so many things that have to go from a negative to a positive in a short turnaround week against a very good team. It's just hard to do. If it was one or two things they could fix or play one or two areas they could play better in, I think I'd feel a lot better about their upset chances. But to me, they got to fix like six things, and I just don't know they can do all of it.
Well, Andy, I want to put on my blue and white glasses here and take a look at this and say, gee, except for these mistakes that are or should be correctable, the penalties, the mistake that Sean Clifford made, they were non-forced errors. The offensive line played well. I think the defensive line played well. Can they correct those errors? If they did, they would have won the game against Indiana easily. Are they, with those things cleaned up, a challenge for Ohio State?
So if you're going to put your blue and white glasses on, Jim.
They're always on.
When Penn State plays Ohio State, they don't win many of them, right, under James Franklin. But they have played some of their better football games, against Ohio State. What have they lost? Two in a row by a point, right, Bob? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
They've lost the last two games by a point. They play and function well historically against Ohio State. We know that the way James is running this program, that they don't worry or fear Ohio State. They don't play with a measure of, concern, or they don't, get down and don't continue to fight back and punch. So I do think you're going to see some of that. But I'm going to go on the offensive side of the ball with the receivers and the running backs. Now the issues at running back and all, take the mistakes out of it. They're just short on talent against, talent versus talent. They're just so darn short, it feels to me right now. And the five or six mistakes that they have to work on and clean up, it just feels like it is a mountain instead of a molehill that they're fighting uphill against to me.
That is a point, though, that they do always play well against Ohio State. And it is the one team that they have less talent than year after year. How do you account for that? And could we see something? Just stay in the game, make it competitive, and maybe the bounces will go their way. They're certainly owed a couple after last week.
Yeah, so by my count, they've played six times since James Franklin's gotten there. And really, five of the games have been very, very close. I think Penn State has covered five of the six. What I would say, though, is even though – and, the year that Ohio State won the national championship, Penn State had a lead on them in overtime after – Ohio State got up 17-0. Penn State, a gallant second half comeback, force overtime, take a lead in overtime. Joey Bosa makes the play. But that to your point, Jimmy, yes, they have no problem playing off their feet against Ohio State. What I would say, though, is that in the 16 game that they won and in the 14 game that they could have won, They also, it was a whiteout crowd. The crowd, I thought, was worth quite a bit of points to Penn State in both of those games. I know that they played them tough on the road in 17, but they had Saquon Barkley open the game with a kick return. There's no Saquon Barkley to help them in this one. I really think if there was a crowd in this game, I think they absolutely would push Ohio State into the fourth quarter. But given the personnel losses, Jimmy, and given the fact that the crowd can't impact the game, I can't see the scenario where with 5 or 6 minutes to go, Ohio State doesn't have a fairly comfortable lead. I just think there's just too many things working against them this year.
All right, we've got 2 minutes left to get into our predictions, so I could get it in. I'm going to predict the upset. I'm going to go back to Joe Paterno saying you're never as bad as you look when you lose. And the team, yes, it's the terrible mistakes they make, but I think those are things that they could clean up. And I think Kirk Ciarca will have the week to try and work out a game plan, knowing he doesn't have Noah Cain there. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see something special this weekend. All right, let's go to you guys. I'll get Bob's prediction first, then Andy, you'll do your prediction and your bold prediction. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I want to make sure I give Andy lots of room for the bold prediction, especially this week. I can't wait. I'm not gonna waver from everything I said on our podcast. I know they've played him close. I think this is the year where it's not close. 42-17, Ohio State.
Wow, that's a big one. All right, I'm saying I didn't give a score. I'm going to go with 30-24, Penn State. Go ahead, Andy. Prediction and bold prediction.
I'm with Bob on this one. I see so many gaps and holes, and I like the way it goes to Penn State's defense against the offense. I like the way the corners played. I like Joey Porter Jr. I mean, I saw Lamont Wade beat more in coverage and just poor passes than you're going to want, and they're not going to miss those passes. I just think Justin Fields puts his stamp on this game, and Penn State cannot have any say in the outcome. I think they're going to get run. I think they're going to get beat pretty soundly. Ooh. It might be a game for a while. Bob, you said what,
42-17.
Yeah, I'm along the same lines, but I'm going to go 31-14, and I just think it's after 12 or 15 minutes, you're going to say, yeah, this game's pretty much over. I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Bold prediction.
Bold prediction is Tariq Castro-Fields gets an interception against Justin Fields, who does not throw many interceptions through three all last year. I think Tariq Castro-Fields gets him one.
I was so sure we were going to get a Julian Fleming mentioning in that bold prediction.
Nope.
All right, that's it for the show. Enjoy the game this weekend and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.